Welcome back to Dave's Gone By. I'm Dave, and I've got Dad. He's my guest on the special birthday show. Happy birthday, Dad.
Thank you.
And we're going to start right from the beginning, because I just want to get this out there and find out some of the basics. So they're here in perpetuity for posterity. You were born when?
In 1937.
Right. February 23rd, 1937.
Right.
And your credit card number is... No, I'm just...
What do you want, American Express or Discover?
Discover, because, you know, the thieves can save extra money that way. Where were you? Is it Brooklyn or Manhattan?
In Brooklyn.
Cool. So your folks were living in Brooklyn at that time already?
Yes. Yes. Dad came from Brownsville.
Uh-huh.
And,
Grandma?
Grandma was in Borough Park, I think it was.
Well, they were living together by the point you were born, I would assume.
Oh, you thought... Well, no, I thought you meant where they were from originally.
But wait, they were... Well, originally, wasn't Grandpa... They weren't...
Grandpa was born in Europe.
Right, okay.
And Lucy, my mother, was born here.
Mm-hmm.
And they originally lived... Their parents were on in Brooklyn.
Uh-huh.
And Pop's parents were in what we call Brownsville. I guess it's now called East New York.
Cool. And that was that weird thing that I have had four grandparents, only one of whom was born in this country, and that was Grandma.
Grandma,
right?
Yeah.
Grandma Lucy on your side.
Correct.
And she was the only one who never had the birth certificate. All these other people, they were born in Hungary, they were born in the middle of, like, Poland, Russia, wasteland.
That's
and we
right.
had birth certificates for them.
Not only that, I think Mom was the only one who had a doctor attending when she was born. And she's the only one who wound up without a birth certificate. And they had searched for it for years and never were able to find it.
Was she just hiding it? Was that the deal? Was she just not...
I don't think so, because for years we didn't know when to celebrate her birthday.
Yeah, I think so.
And then we wound up changing the date that we would celebrate it.
Well, what birthday was it then?
It started out March 8th or something like that, and then changed it to March 18th.
Okay. And what was Grandpa's birthday, Grandpa Sam?
Grandpa was born in 1903.
Wow.
And I don't really remember the date offhand.
Cool. All right. Do you remember, what was your first childhood memory?
Well, I don't know if I remember this or if it's vivid in my mind because of listening to Dad talk about it. When I was a kid and Dad had a pharmacy in Brownsville, Crown Heights, they used to put me in a box on the floor.
Yeah.
With a bunch of powders and chemicals and stuff.
Razor blades, yeah. A couple of revolvers. A set of steak knives. It's like, have fun.
Not exactly.
We kind of wanted you at first, but you're annoying. No, they put you in a... how old were you? They would give you all these, like, incredibly toxic chemicals to what?
David, you're adding things. I didn't say toxic.
You worked at a pharmacy. What did you expect?
Of course, the gun.
No, but seriously, what would they do? This is your first childhood memory now. What happened?
Yeah, little powders and stuff.
Yeah.
And I'd mix them with water, and they would turn colors.
And you would drink them. What?
No.
No, but were you mixing up medicines to help him in the store? Was that in the pharmacy?
No, you know, he would make me think that I was helping him.
I got you. here's one story I remember you telling me about Grandpa, that he had been doing pharmacy for so many years. He was a graduate of Fordham Pharmaceutical School, and he had a special talent that he could do.
Yes, pouring from a 5-gallon jug into a 6-ounce bottle.
And you watched him do this. You could see him without spilling a drop?
Well, most of the time. But this one particular time, he was pouring some kind of acid. I don't remember which one.
Yeah.
And I said, my God, Dad, it's running down your arm. He says, it's all right. I'll wash it off when I'm finished.
Oh, God. And he was flying, right? Or
yeah.
Was he actually hurt at that point?
No. Every once in a while, I'd notice that his skin on his fingers was turning brown.
God.
But...
That only happens
serious
to me when I'm running out of toilet paper. But actually, a less happy memory. The other thing I remember about Grandpa's work years was, I don't know if it's some kind of record, but, he had some legal, well, not legal trouble, but some difficulties.
Yeah, he was held up about more than 40 times.
40.
Yeah.
He was robbed.
Well, the problem being that when Dad worked, he worked 6 days a week and every seventh Sunday.
Okay.
This is when he was already, his store was closed, and he was working for somebody else.
Okay.
And the person for whom he was working was part of a group of seven local pharmacies. And they had this association where each one would take a turn being open on a Sunday. Because at that time, they realized that there had to be at least access to a pharmacy somewhere in the area.
Okay.
And you had a pharmacy on just about every three or four blocks. So people, the customers were always, had a way to get their medicines. And he, unfortunately, would usually work opening to closing, which in the pharmacy...
Yeah.
Meant 9 o'clock in the morning to 11 o'clock at night, that sort of thing. So, 40 times, at least, in his career, he was held up. And he told me that there was only one time he was really afraid. And that was when he kept talking about this fellow with a big black gun. He said, two guys came in, and these guys were really... really looked mean, looked like they meant business. And thank God they didn't hurt him.
Right.
But...
And was he ever hurt in any of these things? Even, you know.
One time, one of the robbers kicked him for no apparent reason. And maybe the kid was high on something, who the hell knows.
But that was what they were generally there for. They were taking drugs and they want money? Or I mean, why a pharmacy?
When it started, well, it was a pharmacy because it was open until 11 o'clock at night. And other stores, you generally closed at 6 or 8 or whatever. But you could always count on a pharmacy.
Right. And so you were saying when it started, it was more for money, and then later on it was more about drugs, or...
Well, I think it in his working days, it was almost always money. And every once in a while, somebody would go for the drugs.
Well, this was in Brooklyn? Where was it again?
Yeah, well, most of his working life was in Brooklyn.
Uh-huh.
His store was, as I said, in Brownsville.
Right.
But that one closed during the Depression.
Oh, wow.
And then when he worked... for somebody else, most of the time, it was in Bay Ridge.
Cool.
I think that's called Bay Ridge. 8th Avenue in Brooklyn, around 59th Street.
I don't know, but
well, anyway.
Yeah.
That was a nice area, lovely area, Scandinavian people. Dad was very fond of his customers, and I think they were very fond of him. I remember the story he told me about the one holdup where this customer of his came in and said, who did it, Sam? And my father said, I don't know who it was. He says, well, you find out who it was, you let me know, and I'll take care of him.
Yeah. Oh, I vaguely remember another story sort of like that. That's ringing some kind of weird bell. Was it like cousins who took care of something like that at some point? It may not have been that particular incident.
Well, no, this was fellow who had a very dangerous job, and he said he knows how to take care of, deal with stuff like this.
All right.
And Pop said, what are you talking about? He says, well, when I work and I go into these bad areas, I usually carry a tire iron and a tire chain. And he was a milkman.
Okay.
And there was a, there were doors on either side of the truck. And when anything would happen, you know, he'd reach for his tire right. iron or tire chain. This one particular time, early in the morning, he opens the sliding door of the truck, and there are three fellas, one with a knife, and they want his money. So he grabs the tire iron
yeah.
and bats the knife out of the guy's hand, grabs two of them, pulls them into the truck, pulls them into the truck.
Yeah.
The third one runs away screaming. And he's now beating this guy, the two of them, mercilessly on the floor of the truck.
Now, is he recounting this story, or is that how...
This is how my pop told it to me and how it was told to him.
Wow.
And he drives them to the cemetery. And he gets there, and they spot somebody, some fellas, digging in a grave. He throws them out of the truck and kicks them into the grave and tells them to take the shovels and dig deep.
Wow.
Because it, they're going to be under the coffin the next day.
Excellent.
They get down on their hands and knees and they, please, mister, please. No, no, no.
Cool.
And needless to say, he never had any trouble after that.
Wow.
You had to see this guy and you'd understand the story. I mean, he was like as tall, as wide as he was tall.
Oh, I see. So... Well,
and strong.
I mean, so he was a big guy. He wasn't just fat.
Well, no, he was like he was short in stature, mm-hmm. probably 5'8", 5'7". But, wow. Broad, strong. I guess throwing those milk cartons or milk yeah. Crates around all the time built them up. And in those days, there were no containers. That was all bottles.
Those glass things, sure. Sure. Speaking of, and just to close this segment up, I want to congratulate you, not only for your birthday, but we're talking about, you know, large people. And you're a rather large person, but not as large as you were. Why don't you explain a little bit?
Well, your mother, God bless her.
My mother, Brenda.
Found a little help hint on the internet. She doesn't let me call it a diet. Mm. Call it a way of life. And what I do is I take two glasses of water before each meal. It's either two glasses, about 16 ounces of water before each meal.
Okay.
And then a little bit sensible eating. And before you know it, I'm down 70 pounds.
Is it 70 now?
Well, let's see. Is it 70?
Last time it was 50.
I'm sorry. It's 53 or 54.
No,
I'm looking ahead. I'm hoping ahead.
Yeah. Well, no, you were up to 270. So
that's
now
correct.
You should be in like the
that
two.
That is correct. To my shame.
Well,
you know, being in a wheelchair most of the time.
Right.
My opportunity for physical activity is greatly limited.
Right.
And you eat and you sit. You eat and you sit and you get fat.
Sounds like a good life to me. I like that.
It would be without the fat.
I'm going to come home to my wife and I'm going to be like, you know, hon, I've just decided what I'm going to do for the rest of my life. I'm going to eat and then I'm going to sit. You know, I'm going to sleep too. I'm going to add that because sleep is good. I'm going to eat, sit, and sleep. That sounds pretty neat to me.
Well, let me tell you something. I have my cart, my scooter that I take in the street.
Uh-huh.
And the kids, the young kids, they're always looking at it. Oh, how great that is.
Yeah.
Oh, I wish I had one.
Do you run them down?
And, no. I just try to explain to them. I said, it's a great thing, but you wouldn't want to have to use it.
Right. Of course. I mean, they're not going to understand that.
No, of course they don't understand. Yeah. But, you know, I mean, they don't know me, and they don't know...
Well, they're lucky. No, I don't know that.
On my birthday, a zinger?
No, zingers on my dad's birthday. And I do want to wish you, of course, a very, very happy birthday to you and many, many, many more.
Okay.
I want to thank you for joining me on the show tonight. I hope we get to do more of these interviews and talk
pleasure.
To you in the years ahead, more about your life and stuff. So, mit Mazel, mit
Glück,
many, many more. Thank you, Dad, for joining me on Dave's Gone By.